And then there was one. We're going to return now to that decision of the Danish government not to pursue the Commission for a renewal of its derogation from the Nitrates Directive, leaving Ireland alone among the EU 27 in relying on one. The Danes acknowledged the poor quality of their waters and decided that it won't be applying for a derogation again this year. Alan Matthews is Professor Emeritus of European Agricultural Policy at Trinity College, but his superpowers for the purposes of this conversation this morning is he's not just an agronomist, he's also based in Copenhagen. He joins us on the line now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Philip.
How did the Danish government reach this decision, do you know?
The context for these decisions around the nitrates derogation is actually an old piece of EU legislation called the Water Framework Directive, which was introduced actually way back in 2000. And that sets the objective of good ecological and chemical status for all surface and groundwater by 2027. So basically, we need to get all our waters in good, healthy condition in a fairly short number of years. And in the Danish case, their problem is their coastal waters, and particularly the sort of the many fjords that bisect the Danish landscape. And these waters are actually in very poor ecological condition. And the causes are disputed, of course, but one explanation is that we haven't seen any reduction in the amount of nitrogen discharge from agriculture over the last 10 or 15 years. So in the light of that, the Danish government went to the European Commission and they said, look, what are our chances of getting a renewal of the derogation? It comes up for renewal in July of this year. And they obviously got an answer back from the Commission, which said, look, your chances are very limited and very slim. So they decided not to seek a derogation.
The level of pollution in Danish coastal waters is, I understand, much higher than it would be in our river catchments. Can you explain to us as well, please, how different is farming in Denmark to Ireland?
Denmark is one of the most intensively cultivated countries in the world in terms of the share of its land area that is actually under food production. Of course, the dairy side of things is rather different to Ireland. Most dairy cattle are housed indoors for most of the year, with the exception of the rather significant organic dairy sector, which is quite important here in Denmark. It's very intensively cultivated. There have been plans to reduce the nitrogen runoff from agricultural areas going back two or three decades. And indeed, in the early years, there was quite a significant reduction. But unfortunately, that progress has not been maintained. And in the light of that, the government has decided that the derogation will not be renewed as in from July.
What are the implications for farming families who had relied on it? Are they going to go out of business?
I understand around 40% of Danish dairy cows are actually on farms that currently benefit from the Danish derogation. It's important to point out that the nitrates directive as such, it doesn't limit the amount of organic manure that farms can produce. It limits the amount that they can apply to their land. So one reaction, if you like, of dairy farmers is to maintain their stocking rates, to maintain their herd numbers, but to actually try to export or to transfer the surplus organic manure and to transfer it to another farm, a crop farmer perhaps, who actually needs that nitrogen and that organic manure for their crop growth. The difficulty is that the livestock farms tend to be in the west of Denmark and the crop farms tend to be in the centre and east. So it's going to be quite expensive for farmers to actually transfer that surplus organic manure out of their farms and to another farm who might be able to make use of it.
Indeed, sounds like there's going to be a lot of...
That's probably the most likely response, I would imagine.
A lot of slurry tankers on Danish roads and motorways. Alan Matthews, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.